Big day for the Omaha Storm Chasers, who announced really one of their own as the new manager. Scott Thorman will take over for Brian Pulberg. And for more on the Chasers and their announcement today, Jake Eisenberg joins us. He's the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Jake, good to meet you, man, or at least even if it's just on the phone. How are you?
Yeah, good to meet you over the phone too, Connor. I'm doing well. A belated welcome to Omaha and the 1620 The Zone family, and it's good to talk to you for the first time.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. What can you tell us about Scott Thorman, who takes over what should be, is obviously shaping up to be a pretty exciting year already for the Storm Chasers. But Thorman takes over. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you that this is a really exciting day for the Omaha Storm Chasers, for the Kansas City Royals, but, you know, specifically focusing on us at Warner Park. You know, there's a big void when somebody like Brian Pulberg, who won over 1,300 games in his minor league managerial career, decides that it's time to retire from managing. And, you know, you wonder what that next era looks like at Warner Park, and Scott Thorman could not be a better choice to step into this role for the Omaha Storm Chasers and for the Kansas City Royals. He's won a minor league championship each of the last three minor league seasons and steps up the Royals minor league ladder in 2018 with the Lexington Legends, in 2019 with the Wilmington Blue Rocks, and then last year he won the AA Central title with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. So he's won at every stop with largely the same group of players. And Connor, that's the same group of players that is making their way to Omaha from Northwest Arkansas last year. So Scott Thorman is leading that group. You know, think about it like this. You know, when you were in elementary school and you had your first grade teacher who then, you know, moved up with you to become your second grade teacher, and the relationship that you had with that teacher only grew and it was great. And that's kind of what we're going to see at Warner Park this year with Scott Thorman, who's poised to be, you know, the 19th manager in franchise history and the sixth former Omaha player to be named the team skipper, which is pretty incredible.
I mean, it's very clearly, important in the Royals organization. It just given, the last three managers that we've seen in Omaha, just for example, but it happens all over the place. Having a person who is familiar with the people that he's going to be coaching or going to be involved with on a daily basis, I mean, that clearly means a lot to the Royals organization. That's why this feels like such a good fit.
Right. And I'll say this, Connor, I think it means more to the Royals organization than maybe it does to some others, because you look across minor league baseball and to have a former player for that franchise later become the manager of that franchise is an exceedingly rare thing, at least from what I've been able to gather. It's maybe happened two or three times over the course of a franchise's history elsewhere in minor league baseball. And the fact that in Omaha, it's now happened six times, I think is a testament to A, the longevity of the Omaha Storm Chasers franchise and the, you know, five decade long partnership with the Kansas City Royals. That's, you know, unique in and of itself, but also how much the Kansas City Royals value familiarity. And sure, Scott Thorman hasn't been to Omaha in the Warner Park era when he was an Omaha Royal in 2008 and 2009. That was over at Rosenblatt Stadium, or pardon me, 2009, 2010. So, you know, this will be a little bit new for Scott Thorman, but he's still familiar with the area and the organization and, of course, the players.
Well, another thing that I feel like, and Jake Eisenberg is with us with the Omaha Storm Chasers, they announced their new coaching staff today. Another thing that feels maybe a little bit unique to the Royals or more important to the Royals organization is that not only do they care about, you know, people at the minor league level, but they care about winning at the minor league level. They're trying to create winners as Coach Thorman, Scott Thorman now is certainly been a winner everywhere he's been in the Royals organization. I mean, how much do they value that piece of it as preparing them for the next level and the next level?
It's a similar answer, because I think the Royals value winning at the minor league level more than most organizations. And any organization will tell you that when it comes to minor league baseball, it's about development first, wins and losses second. And that holds true for any minor league team. But the Royals also understand that winning at the minor league level builds that mindset of winning and the experience of winning and, you know, how you're supposed to go about your day-to-day business as a winning player. And that trickles up to the big league level too. We saw it in the early 2010s when the Storm Chasers won three Pacific Coast League titles in a span of four seasons. And then the very next year, the Royals won the World Series. So it all kind of moves up in motion, especially with the Kansas City Royals. And yeah, I mean, the success that Scott Thorman has had as a manager is maybe unprecedented. We're going to have to go and see if there are any other managers that have won titles in three consecutive seasons like that. Certainly in three different places, but I mean, he's running out of fingers, man. I mean, he's gonna start having to measuring like his pointer finger for, you know, the Storm Chasers 2022 ring, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could hope, I guess. I mean, it's not uncommon for, I mean, a few years ago, or it seems like a few years ago, it was a while ago now, and the Storm Chasers were winning championships. This wave of players now, I mean, it's getting close to, you know, they're gonna burst onto the major league level at some point, and you're gonna get a chance to see them here in Omaha if you watched them out at Werner Park last year. Just what's the excitement level of being part of that organization right now?
Man, this is one of the most exciting times to be around the Kansas City Royals organization. You know, since the early 2010s, since, you know, that first wave of players was coming up and joining the Kansas City Royals and was a nucleus of that 2014 pennant team and the 2015 World Series team. This looks very, very similar, especially when you have a future face of the franchise like Bobby Witt Jr., you know, Baseball America Player of the Year, and for good reason. The stuff that he did on a night-in, night-out basis at Werner Park and beyond was truly spectacular to behold. And there's no reason to think that, you know, if Bobby starts with the Omaha Storm Chasers, that's amazing. If he breaks camp with the Kansas City Royals, that's also amazing too, but there is way more talent than just Bobby Witt Jr.,
yep,
as you can see by the Northwest Arkansas Naturals winning their league's championship last year. So it's really exciting, and we're looking forward to a great season.
People know about Witt, and they know about MJ Melendez, and they know about Nick Prado because they were in Omaha last year and doing their thing, just as they did at the previous level before that. I mean, who we don't know yet, but who are some of the names that we should be watching out for as this wave kind of continues?
I'll give you one name that I think people should keep an eye out for. His name is Vinny Pasquantino.
Yeah.
He's a first baseman who started last year at the high A level in Quad Cities, and then second half of the season was at the double A level with Northwest Arkansas and helped them win that double A Central title. Meanwhile, by the way, Quad Cities also won their league's championship last year, so he was a part of two championship teams. But as much as Nick and MJ and Bobby got a ton of headlines, Vinny's numbers were just as good and maybe in some cases better. I'll give you one number. Vinny Pasquantino had the same number of walks, strikeouts, and extra base hits last season. That is an otherworldly level of production.
Unbelievable.
It's laughable. I should mention he was top five in minor league baseball in extra base hits. So it's not like he had, you know, 20 doubles and then 20 strikeouts and 20 walks. He had something like 68 extra base hits, 68 strikeouts, 68 walks. I mean, just that strikeout to walk ratio is impressive, but you put it all together and that's another special player that right now is kind of flying under the radar and just one piece of what could be a very special 2022 Storm Chasers team.
Well, there's this thought around, you know, it's not uncommon in minor league baseball that, you know, some of the parks that they play in, and certainly Werner Park is a lot different than Kauffman Stadium, but maybe this stuff, you know, doesn't translate. But this has been happening now year over year over year in the Royals, you know, organization, and those same guys just kind of keep producing. I mean, maybe could you speak at all to that and the thought of, okay, Vinny Pasquantino, but, you know, can he do it 2 years in a row?
Sure. And, you know, that's always the big question, isn't it? And it's always the question when, you know, a player goes from the minor leagues to the major leagues. Can they produce up there? But I'll say this. What the Royals have done in revamping their player development on the hitting and pitching side is one of the more talked about things in player development across baseball, especially on the hitting side. The Royals minor leaguers last year had one of the largest jumps collectively in OPS between 2019 and 2021. What Alex Zumwalt and Drew Saylor, Mike Tosar and Keone Duren did last year, especially with players like Nick Prado and MJ Melendez and Vinny Pasquantino, really made some waves around minor league baseball. And I'll point to, you know, one kind of specific thing. The Wilmington ballpark is notorious for being a massive, massive pitcher's park. It's where fly balls go to die. And a lot of players, offensive players, struggle hitting the ball in Wilmington because of the way that ballpark's constructed. Well, Scott Thorman was there in 2019 and won the High A championship in Wilmington with these players, and Nick Prado and MJ Melendez really struggled that season. And then you look at 2021 and you see how they turned it around under Scott Thorman as the AA manager with that player development formed. And it's, you know, that's basically, you know, when you look at doing it year after year, it's also getting better year after year. And that turnaround is something that I'd point to that, you know, a lot of other players could do as well.
We've seen the graduation, I guess, to a certain extent of guys like Daniel Lynch and Jackson Kowar and Brady Singer even to the next level. And those guys will probably start as major leaguers next year. But they're not out of young pitching either, right?
No, not even by a long shot. And, you know, you look at a guy who jumped from AA to the big leagues last year in Jonathan Heasley and made a couple big league starts. He's somebody that could factor in the Storm Chasers rotation in 2022. Jonathan Bolin is a top prospect that unfortunately wound up needing season-ending surgery last year. He could come back at some point. But if you look at other pitching prospects among the top 30, well, you've got Asa Lacy, who started last year in his first professional season at the High A level and could make his way to Omaha in 2022, depending on how well he pitches. But also some names that don't get as much play, like Alec Marsh or Zach Hockey. We saw, you know, some relievers like Jace Vines and Josh Dye and Jose Quast really make a mark last year, too. So it's not just the starting pitching, it's the relief pitching, too. It's really every phase, Connor, that the Royals minor leaguers are making a lot of noise and good noise.
What's the kind of, I mean, what do you do right now in a moment where, you know, baseball is kind of set to the side, your professional baseball is in a lockout. I mean, what's right now look like? Is it just business as usual for the moment until it's not?
Well, I'll say this. As far as the current CBA negotiations are concerned and the current lockout is concerned, the 2022 minor league season is largely unaffected. Basically, the 2022 minor league season and players who are not on the 40-man roster or signed to a major league contract are unaffected by the current negotiations and lockout. And everything at Warner Park is continuing as scheduled. All minor league operations are continuing as scheduled. So obviously we hope that all of that resolves itself very soon. But in the unfortunate circumstance that it doesn't, Storm Chasers opening day is still going to be April 5th on the road in Indianapolis and still going to be April 12th at Warner Park hosting the Louisville Bats. So we'll still see everybody as scheduled on April 12th at Warner Park no matter what.
So we're moving on. Business as usual over there. What
exactly?
What do we have cooking up for the – I mean, it's early, so I don't want to put you on the spot quite yet. Anything interesting cooking up for the season yet?
I think we've got a few things up our sleeve that we're still finalizing, and we're going to share a little bit more about that probably in a few weeks. So make sure to keep your ears to the ground, keep your eyes peeled. There's going to be some fun stuff happening at Warner Park this year.
All right, Jake, I appreciate you coming on, man. The new coaching staff announced today with the Omaha Storm Chasers. Jake Eisenberg, appreciate it, man. We'll do this more to catch up, and good to talk. We'll talk soon.
For sure. Anytime, Connor. Thanks so much.
Jake Eisenberg. The Omaha Storm Chasers, Scott Thorman is the new Chasers manager, just announced as part of the Royals minor league coaching staff announcement that came out just this afternoon. So appreciate Jake jumping on with us real quick there. He's big shoes to fill, but we hit the point of it there, the kind of crux of it. The Royals, and I don't know how other organizations act, you know, as far as this type of stuff is concerned. But the Royals certainly put a premium on familiarity, the family kind of atmosphere. So Thorman's been in the organization. He's come up with a lot of the guys that you're going to see in Omaha this year. And that means a lot. That means a lot. And they also put an emphasis on winning in the minor leagues. And it's, you know, it's still a place where you're developing people. It's still a place where you're trying to develop future major leaguers and get the best out of them with hopes that they can help the big league club one day. But it's also, you know, it means a lot to these individual communities, to the Royals as well. So they do about as good a job of that as anybody.
Odd that he didn't want to get into Connor Happer night at Warner Park.
Oh, yeah. Weirdly, I forgot to ask.
Is that because I'm trying to manifest it into existence.
Well, you know, Josh, I mean, like you said, they don't know exactly what's going to go on promotion-wise yet. They're cooking up some stuff. So I didn't want to spoil the announcement.
You don't want to announce a thing like that and be unprepared for the drive
the media
of
onslaught.
Tickets. Yeah. You want to have all your ducks in a row for that.
It's just, it's not my place. It's not my place.
No.
We'll let them announce it on their terms. All right. More up next here on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.